This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Good evening. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good welcome. Whatever.
Well, it's kind of, I feel I've been awake since the early hours.
You have had a busy old day today.
I've had a bit of a breakfast TV this morning, a new look.
Yeah, new look.
New makeup.
Which you've reversed again.
Well, I kind of haven't. I've kept it Gok-like. I think Gok would approve.
So you were on this morning, basically, weren't you?
I was, and with lovely Rylan, who was in hysterics about my Shirley Valentine show, because I don't know if you saw last week, I met up with my old Greek boyfriend, and Rylan couldn't get to grips with the whole story.
Yeah, so basically you met him and he was not looking exactly as he was when you first saw him.
No, and for some reason in my head I had the same vision that I left. How many years ago?
Mm-hmm. And, how many years ago was it?
30.
30 years.
Okay, it's a long time.
A lot can happen in 30 years.
He had a body like a Greek god, these big green eyes. And when I saw him, he looked like I'd been crying since I left. Poor thing.
Poor thing.
No, he's a nice guy.
Seemed it. But yeah, so you were on this morning today to show a Shirley Valentine makeover.
It was a Shirley Valentine makeover with lovely Melinda Messenger and Nina, who's Benjamin, who's in the show. And it was fun, but obviously my look apparently took 20 years off me, according to Gok.
Do you not feel like that?
Yeah, I liked it. It was different, wasn't it?
So you were wearing a pair of trousers.
Yeah, I would never, ever buy.
You wouldn't?
No.
Were you slightly
but
shocked?
Apparently, I don't know anything about fashion.
Who said that?
Gawk.
Did he? He said that to you.
I love Gawk, though. He's truthful. I probably don't. I think he's right.
But you have gone back to a traditional Lizzie look now. Well, not much boob going on, but, you know, it's short, flirty.
I'm covered.
You got your elbow. Are your shoulders
bright.
Out?
It's summer. The sun may not be shining, but it's summer.
Today it doesn't look like it. It definitely feels like autumn outside.
Yeah, those people that complained about the heat, they've caused this.
I know. It's pretty hideous.
No, it was a great fun day, and it was lovely seeing lovely Got One and my wonderful Rylan. We had a giggle.
I love a bit of Rylan. I did a photo shoot with him years ago.
He
was dressed him up as Conchita from Eurovision, and he was brilliant. Really good.
No, he's great fun. I adore him.
I saw him without any of his makeup. He's got skin like me.
He's
got very, very pale, freckly skin. Yeah.
Well, no, he was on fine form. We had a giggle, and it was great makeover. Look, if it makes me look younger, I should maybe stick to it.
I think maybe you should. Do you reckon we could get him on the show so he could tell you how you could look younger?
Which one? Rylan?
Both of them.
Both of them. Yeah, we'll get them on. For sure.
Good.
I'll phone them.
Like
they were
the
very happy.
That.
I promised I'll keep the outfit on, but I slipped it off. I liked it. I actually did.
I think you look very nice, and this is the second time you've had a makeover because you basically had all your hair cut off on.
Yeah, they took
out
the
Lorraine,
extensions,
didn't you?
And I was quite traumatized by that because they blacked out the mirrors, and it literally was a cut off.
You must
have
been able to feel it, though, didn't you? Or did you just think, oh, they'll put some extensions in? Or?
Yeah, I thought they kind of like were doing it behind my back, and then he came out with all the hair, and he stuck it on his own head and went, look what I've got. And it was all my hair. It was actually a whole breast worth because my hair was below my boob.
Fairly large amount.
It was a fairly large amount. But anyway, enough about me.
We have
got such a show.
We do have an amazing show. We've just been outside actually having a little chat with your good friend, haven't we?
Yeah, Jessica Cunningham. I adore
Gorgeous
this girl.
Lady.
No, she is the most adorable girl. Not beautiful on the outside, in the inside, intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a lovely baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like Supermum.
Supermum.
She is Supermum.
And she's looking gorgeous as well,
she's
I have to
fantastic.
Say.
She's looking fantastic. Just having a baby. Incredible.
Yep, really good.
Yeah, we've got a very busy show.
And then we have Charisse and Cameron from True Love or True Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like something I know a lot about.
Oh, really?
Well, I know what happened with my ex-boyfriend, don't you?
Tell us, for those that don't know.
he tried to sleep with my housemate.
Oh!
I know my grandma's listening today, so Grandma, I'm sorry to break that news to you. But
that's rather traumatic. Oh, Stephen, that's so awful.
These things happen. I moved on. He's moved on. My life is better without him.
Off with his head, I say.
Off with his head.
And
they're all the same, though, aren't they, men?
No, I'm hoping there's a good one out there. Maybe one called Yanis. You might see him on tonight's show.
But you ditched him at the end of the third.
Got to watch tonight's show, baby.
Okay,
watch
so
tonight's
so
show,
at the end
9 o'clock ITV.
So Yanis is the man that you met.
Yeah, originally met.
Very handsome, blue eyes.
Well, actually,
man bun.
They're kind of greeny grey.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Like a wolf. I said a wild wolf. There's only one sort of wolf.
Not a tame wolf. But he's very gorgeous. But at the end of the third episode, you did say, do you know what? I'm not feeling it, so
yeah,
I'm moving on.
I rule by your heart, your head. You think, I know what's good for me, but. Oops, there he is.
There he is. Well, hello, Yanis.
Hi.
How are you?
Yesu. So, our first guest, Stephen.
Yeah, the gorgeous Jessica. You've known her for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, do you know what? It is mad. My boys love The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out usually most nights, so I didn't catch up with it all. But my boys were obsessed with it. They love it. And they just adore Jessica. And they'd be like, oh, we want Jessica to stay. They loved all what she did. They found her really funny. And then this one night, I was at an event, and there was Jessica. And I said, my boys loved you. And then we just stayed friends. And they had very good taste, because she is adorable. And
she's a friend of the show. She's been on before.
She's been on the show, and she's a very good friend to me. And I love her, because she's very enthusiastic. She's got great ideas. Mm-hmm. Very, you know, she's not just a beautiful woman, but she's very, very smart, intelligent, switched on. And a wonderful mum, and her head's going to be so big she won't be able to get into the studio.
Speaking of your friends, I actually hung out with one of your friends today.
Da da da. Who? Were they talking about?
Linda
me?
Lusardi.
Oh, I love Linda.
Page 3 legend, Linda Lusardi.
Do you think we're similar in some ways?
There is a similarity. I mean, she's 10 years older than you.
Mm.
Just celebrating her 60th birthday. She was on the front page of The Sun in her bikini at 60.
Well, she looks good. Right?
Would you do the same?
Yeah, of course.
You want to be like
70. I'll beat you, Linda. 80. Woohoo.
Yeah, I was interviewing her today for my day job. And what a lovely lady. Her and her husband, Sam.
Oh, I love
and
then Sam. They were, did they come into the office?
Not into the office. I went to go see them at the Charlotte Street Hotel. Had a very lovely morning. Lovely chilled morning. Yeah, so I had a nice morning
and
with them.
What was the interview about?
So she's the new face of SlimFast.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, her and her husband have both lost weight on SlimFast.
Yeah, but they look good.
They do
they
look really good.
I used to
really
love him good. In Brookside.
Yeah, he was in Brookside, wasn't he? And she was in Emmerdale briefly for a while.
Gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, for a year.
I remember in Dancing on Ice because she didn't like Jason Gardner.
And I remember on Dancing on Ice because they accidentally gave her a 6 when they meant to give her a 2.5.
Oh!
That's sad, isn't it?
But I know Linda for a long time.
She was at your birthday, wasn't she?
She was at my birthday.
I didn't actually speak to her at the time, but...
I hope you brought me up today.
I did. Well, we did. That's actually how... Because we were talking about doing radio and I was like, oh, I do radio. With Lizzie, and they were like, oh, we were at her birthday, and that was how you came up.
Of course.
Yeah.
But she's a very good friend, very beautiful, and she looks great. 16,
she does
wow.
look great. Well, we were saying, actually, we were saying in the chat I was having with her, there are a lot of women this year who are turning 60 and are proving that 60 can be 60 can be sexy.
Okay.
Madonna.
Yes.
Denise Welch.
Oh, yes, Denise.
She's just
Denise.
Turned 60.
Yeah. Doing
Penny Smith from GMTV.
Yeah,
she's
course.
Turned 60.
I take over from... another radio station I won't mention.
Okay. Oh, yes. Sorry. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
And, of course, Linda herself. So it seems like this is a year for empowered women at 60.
But they look good.
60 is not past it.
I tell you what, life's just beginning at 60.
I'm glad to hear that.
Honestly.
Because sometimes I feel like, good Lord,
no, it's
how much more of this
better.
Life can I take?
No, it's all good. It's really good and fun. Let me tell you, but Linda is a really fine lady and a wonderful person and looks fantastic in a swimsuit.
She does. Very
Should
good. That's why she was a page 3 girl, right? I think if you want to, why not? I don't care. Do whatever you like.
Good for you.
Don't you think?
That. Yes.
I don't think you need to cover up if you don't want to.
I wore a thong on daytime TV.
You did
last
on this
week.
Morning.
Eamon made me stand up twice. Give us another 12.
I bet Ruth was pleased with that.
Can I tell you something that happened? Mm. My mic rubbed against the cushion.
Right.
And when I sat back down, it made a really weird noise, like a whoopee cushion. It was awful. If you play it back, it's
sounds
so
like you
funny.
Farted on live TV.
And I really didn't. I'm just telling you that.
Well, thanks for telling us. I really appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm open and honest.
I'm going to play a song now, which I am very excited about. Have you heard that Cher has done an ABBA cover album?
Dun, dun, dun. Wow. I have actually, because Angie Best is one of her best friends.
I was not expecting you to go there.
But Angie Best was her fitness instructor for many, many years.
Really?
Yeah.
George Best's ex-wife? Okay.
Yes, they're best friends.
Okay.
Look on her Instagram, you'll see loads of pictures of her and Cher.
Okay.
And she actually told me this.
Right, well, now the first single is out and it is a big... gay banger of a song.
I am thrilled.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Here's a bit of Cher doing
Woo!
Gimme Gimme Gibby, A Man After Midnight.
Woohoo! need to hear that again. We just had a disco in the studio. I'm out of breath.
That was good, right?
I love that. I need to play it again. We've got to play it at the end.
We'll play it at the end of the show.
I have to say, that is the best track ever.
Has she not made... She's made Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight even gayer. Could you believe that?
I can't get over that. I could just listen to that all night on replay. I love it.
Well, we will play it at the end of the show again, I think, because it is that good.
I love that. And I'm so excited and breathless, not just because of Cher, but because Jessica Cunningham is in the studio.
Yay, she's here.
And because we've been raving for the past 3 minutes.
We've been raving.
We've been taking videos that are not working. We're doing them again.
I have to say, who's doing the Instagram stories needs to be...
Don't worry, there are mines to storage. You can check them out later.
Okay, baby. Can I just say welcome, Jessica, and a huge congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
A mum, again.
I know it must be crazy, a four.
Four babies.
Good luck. Do you have four kids?
Yeah. Most fertile lady in Britain.
Okay, I thought there were
Britain.
Two. Okay, I take it back.
She's the most fertile lady
Good Lord.
In the building.
But thanks, four. That's a record I like to have.
Can
how
I
old are
you?
They all? How old are they?
7, 5, 4, and 6 weeks.
You are...
No.
Insane!
No!
You are insane.
Are they all very different characters?
Oh, do you know what? They're all a slice of crazy and a little bit of mental. But they're so funny. Like, they're really charismatic, really charming. Yeah, they're amazing. They are blooming fantastic. I love them. I love them.
You are super mum of the. I think you should get the mum of the year.
Oh, Tesco mum of the year.
Oh, right. I'm putting you forward for that.
Please put me forward for it.
I will. You're not supposed to promote yourself, but I will.
Definitely don't do that, Lizzie. Honestly, don't. I'm not going to take it.
Listen, I'm going to put you forward for that. God, if anyone deserves it, it's you. Aww. And congratulations. Gorgeous baby boy.
Thank you.
What was his? When was his birthday?
He was born on the 30th of June, and he's called Digby Door.
Is he Gemini?
Oh.
I'll have to Google that and come back to you, Lizzie.
Okay, I think he may be. I'm into my horoscopes, I'm so sorry.
Yes, he definitely is.
What are you? What are you then?
I'm a Pisces. What are you? You're
a Taurus.
A Taurus.
I'm the bull.
And I'm Scorpio.
Ooh.
Don't trust me.
Scorpio and a Taurus girl. Actually, all my boyfriends are Scorpio.
Intriguing. Anyway. I don't think I'm going to be your next one.
No, you won't be, darling. You're on the wrong.
I don't know. She has been known to turn these people.
We don't know. You never know. There was one I turned.
How are you? How are you? It's been a while since we've seen you.
I know. Yeah, no, I'm really good. Thank you. I've had lots of ups and downs over the past year, but everything is. I feel finally just in a really nice, good, happy place. And yeah, I don't know what else to say.
What have been the ups and downs then?
She got pregnant.
Well, I'm guessing that's enough.
I mean, the labour, that was definitely... No, the labour was fine, actually.
Was labour all right? Can I just ask you about that?
Yeah, do you know what?
What was labour like?
Well, it was absolutely fantastic. I know it sounds a bit... I don't mind the labour part, and like...
Pain is like... It's the worst in the world. I wanted to die.
Do you know what? It is the worst in the world, but I think because I've done it 3 times already, I knew what
Show
sort
off.
Of, okay.
Yeah, good Lord.
I'm sorry. I think because I've done it 3 times already, I was like, right, Jessica, you need to get into the zone. So, like, I got Alex to put some French house music on. I'm dancing around.
Oh,
right,
wow. Okay.
Welcome to the babe.
Unexpected.
French house music.
Yeah. Honestly, but then the baby just came. It was brilliant.
I love that. Yeah. The baby just came. Wow.
How long was it? How long were you in labour for?
Oh, to be fair, actually, I was in labour for 9 hours, and I didn't expect that. I thought I'd be in and out in like a couple of hours, and I was like, what is happening? This is going slow. And then literally as soon as I put on the French house, I'm dancing around, I'm welcoming the pain, the baby came out within like 45 minutes.
Wow.
In the movement.
That's incredible. Well done.
My poor sister with her first was in labour for nearly 4 days.
That's terrible.
I don't really understand how that happened, like how you can deal with it.
She wouldn't have slept for 4 days. That is just hell.
I feel sorry for your sister right now.
I had 2 days with my youngest.
2 days.
My eldest. No, my first was 2 days. My youngest was at a football match and my waters broke at a football match.
Was it a bit early then? You weren't expecting it? Or you
a
were
month
just...
early.
Right.
Oh my God, I remember you saying this.
A month early and £10. So thank heavens he came out when he did.
That could have broken a record.
That was breaking
just,
my hip.
Not just
I've got little hips, you know. I've got hips like a snake.
And they don't lie.
These poor snake hips. And I tell you something. That was
Well, Digby's like £10.5 now. Oh, and like, he's chunky. He's like having Digby. A newborn. It's cute. But that's like Digby's 6 weeks old. And that is crazy. So, like, really, you give birth to a 6 week old baby.
That so, is incredible.
Have you been basically in like a mummy bubble, or have you been trying to, like, she's getting out there? What are you doing?
Do you know what? I haven't really stopped. Like, I did a little bit of work. Well, I'd planned to do some work, and then it followed over for when Digby was born. I was like, why have I done this to myself? And then I had like a bit of the baby blues, and I picked myself up a little bit, but it's just kind of. I've said it like, I can't believe I've had actually a lot on over the past 6 weeks. I'm like, man, I need to relax. Like, now it's the school holidays.
Yeah, you need to chill.
Yeah, but it's been lovely actually. I've taken Pops down to London. Like, she's here with my mum at the moment. Two of them have gone camping, and Digby's with his daddy.
Gorgeous.
So it's quite, it's nice to spend one on one time with Pops.
Yeah, yeah,
but those boobs are filling up as we speak. Honestly, they're getting bigger.
Are.
They're like Pammy Anderson now.
They're so
they're getting
hot.
The Dolly Parton by the time
your boobs get hot.
Yeah, they get really hot.
Really?
I've had to buy a breast pump to literally pump my boobs today, and it's the worst breast pump. It's not really doing anything. It's like now, I'm sorry if you're listening to this, this is making you cringe, but they literally feel that they're about to explode.
I know that feeling. I can remember it. They're being so hot. Do you know what? I just had Josh, and I got asked to be a stunt double on James Bond. But I just had Josh, and I was breastfeeding. I was breastfeeding. Yeah. So I thought, I can do this. I had this pump that I was using, and it killed your boobs. But every time I laughed, my boobs would like fly. And this one day I was with Pierce Brosnan, who was James Bond at the time, and told me a joke, and my boobs just went and it like hit him in the eye.
He wasn't expecting that, and neither were you.
Bit of extra in his
milk. But he liked it.
So obviously most people would know you from reality TV shows, weren't they? So you did The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Did Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
How do you... That was a little while ago now, right?
Like, yeah, that was... When was it? Was it last year? I think it was last January. So it's about 18, 19 months ago, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How do you look back on your reality TV experience?
Do you know what? I think... I think it's crazy because I think when you are not used to being in the spotlight, then you get thrown into the spotlight, and then you have all this attention, and then when that attention gets taken away, or you don't see yourself as much as the centre of attention, it can mess with your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's only really this year when I've really taken a step back and I've been focusing on like my actual work, more media stuff's come in, I've been on TV more, I've been in the press more, and I've not been chasing it. It's just happened, and mentally I feel better. Whereas I think last year, I think you go into panic mode because, like, when you work in the media, it's such a fun, creative industry to be in, isn't it? It opens so many doors and so many opportunities I feel really fortunate to have. And I think when you first initially get that, you get really scared about losing it, so you chase it, whereas that's the completely wrong attitude to have. Whereas now, I'm sorry, I keep banging this blooming stool with me.
Don't
it's
worry.
Like a bell's going off. Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, she's letting us know.
But I think this year, I've just been focusing on like my passions, like my children, my actual work, and then like everything else has fallen into place. Like, I'm doing more stuff in the media, and I love it.
Awesome.
Long live
you've
continue.
Done incredible. But you are forever smiling, happy, and you have had tough, sad times. Yeah. I mean, you had terrible tragedy in your family with your former partner. And how do you get back from that? Because it was really tough.
I don't think you really get back from it. I think you just, well, I don't know, because we live with it every day, and I think you just go through the motions, and that's it, really. But I know it's really cheesy and really cliche, but I think you just have to be positive and just look for positives out of everything, and just Steve looks really serious here.
Well, it's a fairly serious subject.
I know, it's really serious, and it gets I don't know, I think it's just a really awful, sad thing
situation.
That's happened, yeah,
yeah. And you take each day by day, I suppose, but you've you're just so strong, and
oh,
I just
thank
think
you.
You inspire a lot of people.
Oh, I don't feel like that all the time. Some days I feel like I'm winging it.
I think no matter what people go through in their lives, be it good or bad, you always feel like you're winging it, really.
Yeah,
you're
idea.
Always playing. Well, you're always taking every scenario that comes your way in its stride. You know, I've had quite a bit of drama in my family this year myself, but you know, I still got up and went to work and still did what I needed to do, and you get on with it, right?
Yeah,
and actually you kind of learn over time and through other people that is the only way you get through difficult times.
That's so true, actually. Yeah, it's completely true.
I mean, Jess, would you like to stay in TV? Because obviously my boys, as I said earlier, adored you in The Apprentice. Do you remember when I saw you?
Yes,
my boys,
I do.
They loved you so much. And they actually were in bits when you went. They were like, we're not watching it anymore. And they adored you, and I met you, and I adored you as much. Because you were so likable.
Thank you.
I just think TV, you're so good on it. I mean,
I love TV. I think, and like I said before, it's such a fun industry to be in, and it opens so many doors. And like, I love being the centre of attention now and again. Who the hell does that? Come on. Right, yeah. And then when you say don't, they're lying.
I don't like it.
Lizzie.
Uh-huh. That's why I made sure I came on first on this morning catwalk. I was like that, elbowing them out of the way.
Piss
off, bitch.
But no, I think this, like, TV allows you to do things that you would never normally get the chance to do. And before being on television, there were things that I've been able to do which I wouldn't even have got close to. And I feel really lucky and fortunate for that. And yeah, I just think, but I'm having faith, I'm trusting in the system, I'm believing in the process, and I believe that big things, touch wood, come on, have faith, are going to happen. And if they don't, I love my life anyway.
Yeah, and you've got your hands full.
Yeah, they are.
But is that hard? As for working mums listening in, how do you do it? You've got four children. I've got two, and that's hard enough, and they're big boys. How do you cope with four little ones and working, being in this industry and looking so gorgeous as you do? We want to know your secret.
Okay, first of all, Lizzie, this is the first time I've washed my hair and put makeup on in 6 weeks. So that's welcome to London.
Consider ourselves lucky.
Actually, I have seen your Instagram. I've seen your Instagram.
She knows the struggle is real. Do you know what? I think, again, it's all about winging it, isn't it? And I think when you're a working mum, you get this awful, awful mum girl constantly all the time. And it's just trying to find a balance. And one thing I've done this time anyway, because I've been fortunate to work for myself, I've made sure that all my work that I've done has been before the school holidays. Like now, when the summer holidays are on, I'm just being a mum, and it's taking the stress out. And I'm actually quite a nice mum when I'm not stressed. Yes. I don't feel guilty. And then again, I think like all the three girls are at school when we get back in September. I've got Digby, who's a newborn baby, but again, newborn babies sleep a lot. So I think it's just kind of, it's just finding the time. But also one thing I've realised as well, it's not necessarily how much time you've got, it's how much you focus within that time. Well, that's what I found for me. So the more focused I am, the more my work gets done.
Yeah. Just you saying that has made me realise I feel very sorry for Digby, because he's going to have three older sisters and a mum to deal with.
I love
Can
that.
Can you imagine the hell that poor boy is going to go through?
Digby has got to have some balls.
Wait until he gets to about 10, 11 years old. Oh my God.
It's like he's got four mums now. So there's me.
You're all bussing him.
I was so upset he wasn't here today. I only wanted to see him, not you.
No, Alex makes me feel really guilty, because Alex, he doesn't like me, because I brought him down to London when he was 9 days old. I'd organised...
Alex is your partner, by the way.
Yeah. But I'd organised this huge event for Vicky Patterson for the launch of her skincare range. And that was 9 days after Digby was born. So, like, literally, 9 days old, I'm like, my boobs are leaking. I've got Digby at this event with me. He's in the back. I'm in and out. Like, I've got my friend looking after him. I was like, why the hell have you done this to yourself? What was the
question? That very high voice.
I forgot what was the question.
We were just saying about poor Digby and having loads of mums.
Oh, I've gone off on a tangent, haven't I? I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, gosh, that's awful.
She went into a very high voice and nearly smashed my glass.
Just blame it on the baby brain. I think that's totally fine, right?
Yeah. Oh,
so you've got some stuff coming up in October, right? What are you doing there?
Yes. So, like, my business and, like, the work I do PR.
What
events.
Is your business? Yeah, explain. Explain to people that
well,
don't know.
There's a few things and a few pies there. No, so predominantly I do, like, events and little bits and babs of PR. So I do a PR event called Boss Mum, which is all for sort of like mum bloggers, for working mums, for independent brands. And basically it's just a group of mums that get together, celebrity mums, like influential mums who are on like Instagram, blogger mums who want to come together and kind of learn how to get that balance between work and life. And also, like, it's important to have fun and to, well, to get all of it, and that's pretty much it. But that's in October.
Yeah, we need that.
Don't worry, just have fun.
Just have fun. But
well, I think we'd all like to be doing
Has Alan Sugar honestly helped you in a business sense? I mean, he got into a bit of hot water lately with some of his tweets.
Oh, he has, because you've been defending him.
I actually did defend him on that, because I know he does so much good for so many people. People saying it was quite a racist tweet. But I was just trying to
say... He said that the was it Cameroon or someone? Their football team looked like they were selling things on the beach of Marbella.
It was a silly tweet. Yeah. No one can deny that.
Mm-hmm. I think he's quite old school, isn't he? So where... like,
when you say old school, do you just mean old?
Okay, that's awkward, but yeah.
Sorry, shucks. You might have to work with him again, darling.
No, to be fair, I think he's great. Like, when I was on The Apprentice, I thought he was brilliant. But we only see him when you see us seeing him. But I still speak to Claude now and again. Like, Claude's brilliant. And, like, Claude's just a really, really nice chap. And he's very sort of helpful. And you can tell Claude just wants the best for you and he wants to help any way he can.
How about Karen Brady? How is she?
I've not seen her since The Apprentice. Oh. But she used to really intimidate me. Like, I remember I really needed the toilet. And I was like, oh, can I ship to the loo? And like, oh, yeah, Karen Brady's in there. I was like, I'll wait. I was like, I don't want to be putting my lipstick on with Karen Brady next to me. I wonder what to talk about.
Having a
about.
Pee. No, you don't need that. I'm
going to put tissue paper down to wee.
she is quite an intimidating character. I've interviewed her before, and she is. She doesn't suffer fools.
She has a presence.
Did you... But do you feel that Alan Sugar has inspired you?
Do you know what? I feel like, I think what he, to say he came from nothing and where he's come to now, that's absolutely incredible. And he is such a likeable character. Like, when you meet him or when you're in the same presence, he's really funny. He's really charismatic. He's charming. And he's just, I think he's brilliant.
Oh. But, yeah.
Well, I'm glad someone agrees with you, Lizzie.
No, I was just trying to say a silly tweet. Don't you know, crucify the guy for one tweet. It was a stupid tweet. But I think he has done a lot of good and got a lot of employment for many people.
That's true. Yeah.
Also, I think, like, kind of, if you think of, like, when Alan Sugar was younger, like, that sort of conversation was accepted, which is definitely wrong, but it was kind of accepted. So he's still in that mindset, isn't he? Which is,
I think he was probably quite shocked at the...
Probably was, to it, but
you know, need to teach people, like, what's happening with Boris Johnson and the burqa.
Oh, what's happening there? It's only the news. So
Boris Johnson has compared women that wear burqas to post boxes and says they look like terrorists or something. Robbers. Bank robbers.
I don't think he should be.
And now they're talking about him. He's not foreign secretary anymore. So, but now they're talking about how he's done that to try and angle himself as the next leader of the Conservative Party.
I don't think that's a good angle. Do you?
You do or you don't?
No, I don't.
No.
No. But I don't like
I can't stand him anyway. So.
Oh, see, I like Boris Johnson.
Or you like a bit of Boris. What about Jeremy Corbyn?
I like Jeremy Corbyn as well.
I
know it's a bit. I like the older politician. I think,
you do.
Do you know what I mean? But I do like Boris Johnson. I like his hair. I think he's like a quirky.
You can't. That's not a reason.
No, that is the only reason.
You'd vote for Boris.
Probably to do this hair, I'd vote for him.
I like his father, Stanley.
Stanley seems like a lovely man. Boris Johnson seems like an asshole. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong.
You're wrong.
I know his sister and dad's home.
She's lovely. His dad's lovely.
But I have to
say...
He's
an arsehole.
He's a buffoon, is the word.
Well, I could go on and it's on. A better word. Probably stop
it's a
now,
better word.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't buffoon. Read the news. So.
My mum called him a buffoon. So, Jess, what does the future hold? Are we going to see you in the jungle? Are we going to see you back on TV? What would you love? What's your hopes and dreams?
Do you know what I'd love to do? Like, the jungle or Bear Grylls, the island? Wow. Anything like that, I'd absolutely love it. And I know. Like, do you ever want on Bear Grylls? I know it's supposed to be really difficult and hard. But I know I'd stick it out. Like, I wouldn't quit like these other girls. But, I'd love it. And I think, do you know what? Whatever opportunities come my way, I'm going to open them with big welcome arms and I'm going to let them in. And if they're an opportunity for me, fantastic. And if they're not, then I'll just create my own opportunities.
Fabulous.
Hopefully, touch wood.
Well, you do these things in October. Where can we find out more information about them?
On my blog, which is motherofmaniacs.co.uk. I warn you, though, I've not updated the blog in about 6 weeks because I've just had a baby. Actually, it's more like 10 weeks.
Fine.
Because I've just had a baby.
Right, get to it. Get to it.
Get to it on the train back. Keep it like that.
But as of September, that's when you'll be able to find everything. If you follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram, which is at the Prodigal Fox, and everything's always on there.
Great.
And can I ask you, are you doing the fashion line still? Because I've one of your dresses I've yet to wear that you gave me.
So after everything that happened last year, I took time out just to literally focus on the kids. And then my sister, she now has Prodigal Fox, which is prodigalfox.com. It's all fast fashion. So she completely takes over that and looks after it. It's her business now.
Awesome. Oh, I just tagged you as the Prodigal Fox on Instagram. That's still.
Thank you.
darling.
Is that still all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I was going, okay, fine. Okay.
She's incredible. She's a fox. She's a foxy lady. Oh, and well, she's a prodigal.
It takes one to know two.
Well, thanks. I don't know about that. Maybe just the one.
No, you both fucking.
I'm more of a wolf.
Darling, can I just say, it's so good to see you. Oh, thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
and
thank
we're going
to
have a night out soon.
If you do need a night out, I'm going to make sure.
Sorry, get a babysitter for Digby.
Yeah, I will do, honestly.
Well, and all the other ones.
He can stand up.
They can't look after themselves.
Forget about the other. They can fend for themselves. Just Digby.
Stand on his own Digby now. He's 6 weeks. No, it's so good to see you, Jess. Yeah,
thank you so much for coming in.
And thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We love you.
Shall we play a bit of the new Robin song?
I want Cher back.
We can't play Cher again until the end of the show. We'll play a bit of Robin.
Shoulder. All of the plans we made. FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
Will.i.am is joining us on FUBAR Radio right now.
There's things that I've done before that I didn't release, like a piece of content that I did with Miley Cyrus that was heavy, and we decided not to put it out.
What do you do with that kind of stuff? Do you hold it in a bank, like, I might put this out one day, or is it like, never again, put it away, we won't see this again?
For the Miley Cyrus one, we got rid of it. It was just too heavy.
Yeah. You just know, though, don't you? Because I think you just watch it and you think, this is...
This one in particular, the one that, the Black Eyed Peas one, I know in my heart that it has to come out.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m, FUBAR Radio.
Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to these monsters anymore. Now I'm gonna let in all the light, tear down the walls. At my worst I found my army strong, all the demons are gone.
Present
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Are there people that are bike thieves?
Yes.
And they just go around looking for bikes?
It's London, bruv.
Is that what they do?
It's a dangerous place. I was with a friend. He's going out to get petrol. He locked the sunroof.
You know what?
So I'm going to jump through your ceiling.
You need to change your attitude.
What is the attitude?
This is why you lose your shit.
Lose my shit, as in my stuff gets stolen,
or because
I lose my temper?
Which one? First one.
I didn't lose it. It got stolen.
Yeah,
that's not losing, is it?
Yeah, but my...
Sorry, I chucked the pen at Mark and I thought he was going to chuck it back in my face. I didn't mean to chuck the pen. I did, however, lose my temper. Got my pen back.
Every Tuesday,
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 12 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We are back.
We are back. You're just back.
I had to run, that is true.
That was a leg it.
Sorry about that. We have our final guests, the very gorgeous Charisse and Cameron. Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Best looking couple ever. Are they?
Pretty
do, I suppose.
Pretty gorgeous, the yeah, I'll give that.
Gorgeous.
From True Love or True Lies.
Yes.
On
Brand
MTV.
New reality show. Now, tell us about this for people that don't know about it.
So, there's a battle for the best couple.
But in their way to achieving the perfect couple, there's going to be liars that are going to try and steal that title from you.
Right.
So you have to figure out who the liars are and try and win the couple.
So it's kind of like a Mr. and Mrs. kind of thing?
Yeah, if you want to say so, like Mr. and Mrs., the perfect couple... We're the perfect couple.
So there's six couples in a mansion in Italy, but there's fake couples
Gorgeous.
As well, right?
There are some fakes among us.
And the show airs every Thursday.
It's every night.
Yeah.
Is it every night? Yeah.
Every night until Thursday. Right, okay. So, and it's, oh my goodness. So what is going to come to, I mean, I want to get into this. I love the sound of it.
Honestly, I'm so, so proud of the show. It really makes you have to think, and it questions everything you think you know about what a perfect couple is or should be.
And so it's you kind of decide who are the couples and who aren't. Is that basically
you do?
The place,
so yeah. Initially, there's six couples that mm-hmm. go in. More will come, some will leave. That's the format.
Love
of
Island
the show.
Style. Mm.
Similar, yeah, yeah, similar. So people will come and people will leave, but. There are liars amongst you, so you want to get rid of the liars because every time a liar leaves, your prize money goes up by 10 grand.
Oh, boom! That's how you are.
Not playing around.
Everyone wants that extra 10 grand.
Yeah, of course.
10 grand!
How'd you get involved in a show like this?
How did they find you?
So I think they approached us over social media, actually. It was Facebook. And they just asked us if we would like to be involved. And then I contacted Charisse and said to Charisse, like,
Let's just do it.
Because... it wasn't something that we probably would have done a year ago, but mm-hmm. a year into our relationship, we were like...
We were ready. We were definitely ready to sort of have a little bit of a test. We had a smooth run. It's always been quite easy with us. We don't see each other all that much. We see each other a few times a week, and we've never lived together and we've never been away on holiday. So we really did see this as the very first opportunity to sort of... test our relationship.
Go on holiday.
Yeah. You won't take me on holiday. It's a free holiday for you, weren't it, babe?
But that is, isn't it, though? If you go on holiday with someone, I always found whether I like them or not, it's really weird. A holiday is something...
Because everything, you're together all the time. It's like 24 hours. You couldn't escape. You couldn't just go out for a pint with your mates. You couldn't just go off and see your friends. So you're stuck together. So you learn so much about each other. Like, I'd seen parts of Charisse that I hadn't seen the whole year before.
Yeah.
You learn so much about each other. Everything's magnified.
It is, and exaggerated, because little situations under that pressure and scrutiny become huge situations. Yeah. And usually where we'd be like, oh, piss off sort of thing, and then I'd storm off into the other room, we'd come back and we'd have a cuddle. You can't really do that when everybody is watching and we're constantly thinking... are they thinking we're fake now? Like, we've just had a row, like, stop fighting. But then the more we try and stop fighting, the more we fight, and it just... Oh.
So do viewers know that you are a real couple, or do they question it as well? Is that the kind of the premise?
There's been a bit of rubbish on Twitter.
So nobody knows. So you could be a fake couple.
We could be. We could also be real. But we also don't know who the other real couples are or who the fake couples are when we enter.
Oh, got it.
So no one knows who anybody is.
Okay.
But how could you do it if you have to be really good at telling if someone's fibbing, I suppose?
It's so hard. It's so, so hard.
Because ultimately you're scrutinising someone's relationship, not knowing if they're real or fake. And if they are real, it just feels awful because they reveal they're real and you're like, I've just picked apart your relationship. And actually, they're standing there.
And they're like, Kent, thanks very much.
It's just awful. It's awful. So it's really hard. There's a lot of pressure, but it's just, and there's so much pressure to get it right.
Yeah, of course.
But that is a great concept for a show, actually.
It is, isn't it?
Very entertaining.
Because it's very testing. You've got to be... Oh, you look so cute, though. I hope you're well. So, you're a dancer, is that correct?
Yes, I am. I've been dancing for a while now, actually. I started off with professional training, and I did a few tours, a few shows, and then this popped up. So I was like, yeah, let's go for it.
And you're so beautiful. You have to be a top model.
Yes.
She's so beautiful. They've got perfect nose. I've got a thing about noses.
She has. She's so gorgeous.
Bit of contour here and there. Yeah, you look gorgeous. So now what were you doing before?
I actually worked for the Underground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
What did you do? Like, the announcements?
So shocked.
The announcements.
Bit of everything. I'm there with my cheeky bat and my microphone on the platform.
Oh my god, I love it. Do you like work at one station?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a busy station.
Okay.
It's a great company to work for.
Really? Well, you get loads of holiday, right?
We do.
All that free travel in London.
Yeah, that free travel as well. I had a friend whose brother won a gold medal at the Paralympics, and now he gets free travel in London forever.
Love that.
Forever.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know how much you'd save?
thousands of pounds.
Are
yeah.
you kidding?
Forever, he gets free travel, yeah. Because so he won cool. a gold
if,
medal.
If we end up living together, he'll be able to get free travel as well because you get a nominee pass.
And that's why I'm pushing it.
That's why you're staying around.
The time is now.
But does it put pressure on your relationship? Because it is, you're kind of all scrutinised, everyone's watching Huge. You, they're kind of picking on whether it's true or not.
The big problem for me, once we found out about the twist, is we had chats. We went in, before we went in, we were like, this is how we're going to play it, this is how we're going to find out who the perfect couple is, how are we going to judge it, but then it gets dropped on you that there's fake, so then it makes you rethink everything you know. And I think Charlie and Elle fell for the same trap that I think we kind of fell for as well, which is when you you want to prove yourself, so you end up overacting. The fakers
we love each other, we love each other.
The fakers had an upper hand for sure because they knew what they were walking into, and we were there just like, didn't know how to handle it, and then we were just like crumbling towards the beginning. So it was testing times.
And did it make you react more in a way because you felt the pressure or not?
100%. 100%. Me and Charisse riled quite a lot. And usually I'd walk off from the situation or would be able to walk off. But again, like when you're in there 24/7 with each other, with all that pressure, having to prove your relationship. Mm. Who has to prove their relationship in everyday life?
Yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah. So you've got these people, you do something, and people, you can feel people judging you for like, okay, was that a bit over the top? And you're just like...
You're constantly thinking about everything.
But that's just really annoying, right? So but then you just have to think about that prize fund.
Exactly.
So you're a dancer, you said. So have you done any kind of big production stuff? What have you done before?
So I've done the Genie in Aladdin. I've played...
He's such a sexy genie. I can imagine.
That's what I've done. I started the Thriller Live Tour.
Oh, awesome.
But I came off that because I was ill. But yeah, I've just done a few little bits. Britain's Got Talent. Like, just loads of little bits along the way, but I choreograph as well.
Okay.
So, like, together, at the moment, I'm putting together a lot of concept videos and just sort of creating because I've got so many ideas. So I'm just creating and creating at the minute.
I'm so jealous of dancers. I think it's like the nicest career
so
ever.
So sexy though. Yeah. It? Good move. That means
and I'm like,
we're
starting here to the new Cher song. Being like, woo!
Actually, don't mock my dancing. Talking of which, it's a new Strictly lineup, isn't it?
Well, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but yeah, they seem to have got a couple of names lined up.
I mean, I might have to give Charisse a few privates. Not like that.
Is telly what you always wanted to do? Do you always want to get into TV?
I'd never actually thought about going into TV. If it came up, of course, I would have taken the opportunity, but it was never something that crossed my mind because I guess dancing sort of feels like you're doing that world anyway. Yeah, but obviously, when this came up, I was like, it's a great platform.
I've dabbled in the idea of it. I actually was on television a little while ago, years ago actually, did a bit for Channel 4 because I started a sex education campaign because I wanted to revolutionise sex education the way it was in the UK. So Channel 4 were like, we love this, come on board, we have a show about young campaigners. So they followed my journey of the 6 months of lobbying educational ministers, doing research, taking it across the nation, trying to implement changes in sex education. So I had a touch of TV in that, so I thought, definitely something I'd be interested in getting into. No.
What's the X Factor? You got a voice? You got a voice.
I could feel it. How did you know?
I got Evelyn singing. I got some account, Evelyn. Is that you? You can sing.
I've dabbled in music too. I actually performed at Glastonbury last year on one of the main stages, but my voice kind of died on me, so I had to give singing a little bit of a lay low. Who knows in the future, but right now
something we'll look into, getting our voice sort of, she was just expressing a few issues, so it's something looking into. But yeah, she has done X Factor.
Okay, interesting.
Would you like to go?
We were cut out, mind you.
You were cut out of X Factor. It does happen. We've had people on before that. But then they go back. They go back.
The 6 chair challenge will cut out.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that last year?
2 years ago. Two years ago.
Oh, do it again.
Yeah, go back.
I'll fast track
you. Lizzie knows people. You nearly had a ban on it last year, didn't you?
I did.
Lemonade.
I did.
Yeah, they got through to the final.
Yeah.
But then
At
the end.
They didn't work out so well. So some people have been tweeting that you're a fake couple.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
How do you feel,
I think that we're always so sceptical of reality TV. We are. Whenever anyone says drama, it's like, it must be scripted, it must be staged, it must be fake. I can sit here and tell you, every single emotion, every single tear was so real and so raw. But I think that people see the drama and then they think,
that's fake.
To be fake. They're arguing already. I tell you, if there was 50 or 60 grand up for grabs and he was my fake boyfriend, I would have just shut up. I'd be like, yes, dear, because I know I'm not going to see you again if I don't have to.
That is true, to be fair, I can see that.
But is it escalated because you know the cameras are on and you feel that pressure? It's kind of, do you act yourselves in some ways? Because it's hard to act yourself when you know the cameras are there.
I think for me personally, I noticed that I was doing some things out of character.
Yeah, same. And
I recognise that in truth. But I think, again, when you're in that situation, you've got cameras, you've got people, it's just like, there's nowhere to hide.
There is nowhere to hide.
Are the cameras obvious? Are they there or are they kind of...
When I first got out of the car and saw the mansion with Cherise, that was the moment where I was like, Jesus, there are a lot of cameras around. And I was like, do you know when you their cheeks start twitching?
You're like, looking at
it. Yeah, I'm just like, but after a while,
I was
like,
did you feel nervous,
anxious, all of those emotions. But yeah. I feel like after a couple of days, it's not that you forget they're there, but it sort of lies more in your subconscious, but you are aware they're there, but you start acting.
You're just a bit nervous. It's the same that happens with Big Brother and I'm a Celebrity, all those programs, isn't it? Cherise Cameron, we could talk to you all night.
Thank you so much for coming. I want to look at you. So
make sure you tune in every night. MTV. So it's today and MTV. Tomorrow.
What
and
time?
Monday to Friday.
9 p.m.
Oh, no, same as my show. 9 p.m. ITV.
It's your last one tonight.
It's my last one tonight.
So that's all right, you know. We can deal with that.
We can deal with that. We're going to watch yours.
We will. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you for having us. Lovely to see you guys. You're beautiful.
Lizzie, until next week, we have a fab show lined up next week.
I know, it's like, I can't, but guests are just desperate to
it's
be
the
on
place to
time.
Be, babes, that's why. We're going to play a bit of Cher again.
Come on.
I know that you loved this song earlier.
I love this track.
So thanks everyone for listening, and we will be back next week.
We will be, and love you all.
Goodbye.
Bye.